This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi Arabia scrambled Sunday to restore operations at its key oil fields after drone attacks cut the kingdom's production in half. There was widespread uncertainty about responsibility for the attacks and where the early Saturday missile attacks were launched. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi militia claimed responsibility for the attacks, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blames Iran. Police fired tear gas and chemical-laced blue water at protesters outside the Hong Kong government office complex on Sunday as violence flared anew after thousands of pro-democracy supporters marched through downtown in defiance of a police ban. A mixed crowd of hardcore protesters in black and wearing masks, along with families and with children, spilled into the roads to the Causeway Bay shopping belt and marched for over 2 kilometers to the Central Business District. In an interview outside the British consulate in Hong Kong, protester Sam Chow says he'd like to see Britain and the U.S. take action to pressure China.
Pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and the Freedom Act so that, you know, like they could put on sanctions on those Chinese officials, you know, like that, you know, like try to suppress the freedom in Hong Kong.
More than 1,300 people have been arrested amid increasing clashes between protesters and police who demonstrators have accused of abuses. Tunisian voters went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president. No less than 26 candidates representing a wide variety of political affiliations and experience are on the ballot. This is the country's second democratic presidential election. A stagnating economy and soaring joblessness, however, are reminders that Tunisia's Jasmine Revolution 8 years ago has failed to deliver on its promise. From Washington, this is VOA News. Forecasters are closely monitoring Humberto, the latest storm development expected to become a hurricane later today. Humberto is moving away from the Bahamas and is not the threat to the battered region like Hurricane Dorian was. As the Bahamas recovers from Dorian, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says rebuilding efforts there require rich countries to contribute to climate and development financing.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone. These new large-scale climate-related disasters demand a new multilateral response.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his final pre-election cabinet meeting on Sunday in a part of the West Bank he has vowed to annex if re-elected, and laid out a plan to build a new settlement there amid a last-ditch drive to galvanize his nationalistic base. The meeting, along with the new pledges, came despite an international outcry over Netanyahu's promise to annex West Bank's Jordan Valley. Annexing the area, considered to be the heartland of any future Palestinian state, would all but extinguish any remaining Palestinian hopes for independence. The United Auto Workers Union says its GM members are walking off the job. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
We are going on strike at 11:59 tonight.
United Auto Workers spokesman Brian Rothenberg says workers will be on the picket line at General Motors plants because contract negotiations with the automaker have broken down. Lead union negotiator Ted Crum.
The strike is about the members in Texas, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and throughout the great nation. We're fighting for the future of the middle class.
The talks broke down over a number of issues, including wages, health care, temporary employees, job security, and profit sharing. It also follows GM's decision to shut 4 plants, and it would be the first against GM since a 2-day walkout in 2007. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S.-led coalition says good progress is being made in implementing a buffer zone in northern Syria along the Turkish border. Turkey and the United States last month agreed on the so-called security mechanism to create a buffer between the Turkish border and Syrian areas controlled by the Kurdish People's Protection Units. Little is known about the buffer zone's size or how it will work, although Ankara says there will be observation posts and joint patrols. An official in India says a sightseeing boat is capsized on a swollen river in southern India, killing 12 and leaving 35 others missing. A search operation is underway to try to find the missing people. For all the news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.